The 44th annual St. Petersburg Power and Sailboat Show, the largest boat show on the Gulf Coast, is underway at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Theater Yacht Basin and Albert Whitted Park in St. Petersburg. This afternoon, we spoke with Andrew Doyle, president of Informa's U.S. Boat Shows, promoter of the event.
Got some beautiful new boats down here, and I think it's the best display you'll see on the West Coast of a new product that's available. And I know there's a shortage of product. There's a lot of boats down here that also sail new and used brokerage yacht.
I know you were able to operate last year with COVID protocols. How is the atmosphere different this year?
I think this year's a lot more open, just as our restaurants and every other grocery stores or whatever. I think it just feels more open. The whole show is, with the exception of one tent, is outside, so people are enjoying the beautiful weather we got downtown at the moment. And we've had a great crowd this morning. They've come to see the latest in boating.
You've been at this a long time. You have a lot of experience.
Yes.
Talk just a little bit about trends in the industry, over the last two or three decades that you've observed.
Well, since COVID, the boating industry has gone through this incredible growth spurt where, people have realized that, how great boating is to be at a social distance but get away with the family, and, parents and grandparents can encourage the kids to come out because they've got boats. So boating sales have been at all-time high for the last 2 years. But I think the advent in the last couple of decades of the four-stroke outboard has transformed boating. It's made all the big center consoles and all the center console boats far more reliable than the old two-strokes. I think that's been one of the greatest inventions of the last 20 years, the four-stroke outboard.
Large boat shows like the one this weekend in St. Petersburg are an important sales and marketing tool for boat dealers and manufacturers alike.
It means a lot to the dealers and the manufacturers. It's it can be quite a large percentage of their annual their annual budget, what they sell at the shows. We have Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Palm Beach, and the Suncoast and St. Pete, and the dealers are very successful in the show. In Fort Lauderdale this past year, the direct sales from exhibitors to customers was in excess of $1 billion. So, there's a lot of transactions happening at the shows these days. So if you go to stpetersburgboatshow.com, you can see the hours, the times, parking options, and it'll give you a list of the seminars that are happening this weekend. So, we've got several seminar sessions from boaters for, beginning boaters, and we've got a lot going on. Cocktail bars is active. We've got some great food down here, too, and it's a fabulous setting here in downtown waterfront on the St. Pete waterfront, where you've got restaurants and some great stuff to do after the show. Once you come down, spend a while in downtown St. Pete with the new pier, the new restaurants down there. It's fabulous.
The 44th annual St. Petersburg Power and Sailboat Show continues through Sunday on the Bayfront in St. Petersburg.